It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food. And today we're looking at something called lactofermentation. It's a process worth looking at least if you can get past the name.
In fact, every person I mentioned this story to heard the term and said, sounds disgusting. But if it takes you a little time to get past that initial discomfort, that's okay with Stephanie Seidenboss-Hino, owner of what's possibly the only lactofermentation business in the state, Micro Mamas. Her recipes sometimes take 6 months to finish their work, so she's used to waiting.
Lacto stands for lactic. The vegetables are preserved by lactic acid. So basically, when the starches and the sugars break down in the vegetables, carbon dioxide is released and lactic acid is formed. It's a really simple process, and it's probably one of the healthiest things in the world that you can eat.
The fermentation process transforms the food. It becomes easier to digest and allows probiotic or healthy microbes to grow. Seidenboss-Hino says she learned about fermentation from a friend at a farm.
I was so intrigued with the whole process because I had been purchasing probiotic supplements in pill form for a while and paying a premium price for those. When I discovered through that workshop that I could be making probiotic foods, it literally changed everything for me. About a year and a half ago, I decided that I was making enough of it that I could have a viable business.
All of Micro Mama's products start here in this basement workshop in Henniker.
We have 10 pounds of carrots. We're going to make a silly dilly today.
And what is a silly dilly?
A silly dilly is a lacto-fermented carrot blend that tastes like a dill pickle.
You can do that?
You can do that.
To make the silly dilly, Seidenboss-Hino starts up her industrial-sized food processor, which makes quick work of a large vat of shredded carrots. This breaks down the cell walls inside the carrots so the fermenting process can work. She adds a little dill, some garlic, and her one non-local ingredient, Colombian rose salt.
After you've added your salt, you give it a massage. The veggies love this.
She puts this watery concoction into a glass crock with an airtight seal, where it sits for several weeks.
In their first week or so, I'm burping them all the time. Here, let me see what burp this one. There you go. It's like the crazy lady talking to her crocs. Hi there, you need to burp. And then when they're done, I take out my fancy pH meter, check the pH, make sure it's in that low acidic range where all the healthy microbes exist, but no harmful ones can.
And that is lactofermentation. Nothing spoiled, nothing disgusting. An old process getting some new life from foodies and probiotic lovers. But does the silly dilly live up to its pickle-like claim?
It tastes like a dill pickle.
Isn't it amazing? So it's
but
sweet,
they're all
salty. Yeah.
So when do I start feeling healthier?
Instantly. Look at you. You're like beaming and
am I glowing? I feel like I'm glowing.
You're turning orange.
Maybe that's how lacto fermenters can get around the name problem. Just saying, eat this and you'll glow?